this is typical lead guitar player stuff. I never really listened to the words. Like I said, I think this is just a beautiful song. And somebody pointed out, well, it's actually quite an angry song. I went, wow, I was just playing the music. What do I know, you know?
It's not that Jorma Kalkinen doesn't appreciate lyrics, but his true love is the guitar. And these days, he's as committed to making new music as sharing songs and stories from the past. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Last year, Jorma Kalkinen released the album Stars in My Crown and returned to the acoustic blues and roots music that got him hooked back in the 60s. That's not to say he's abandoned his band Hot Tuna. In fact, they have a new project in the works. But like any scholar in any subject, he loves learning and teaching his passion. Running the Fur Peace Ranch Guitar Camp is one way he passes his fingerstyle mastery along. Another is by performing. And during an extended trip east for the New York Guitar Festival, Jorma looked back to another era of his career, providing Dennis Elsis with a few details about Jefferson Airplane and Woodstock.
I did have a question, though, because I've heard many different stories about Woodstock and so on and so forth. Do you have any specific memories of that whole experience?
Well, you know, obviously, we take large festivals for granted these days because that's how it is. But Monterey, which was considerably smaller, and Woodstock, which was, you know, arguably the granddaddy of them all, it was just so huge. I mean, never mind the mud and this and that. It was just so huge. And as a performer, it's like, I mean, I'm blind as a bat, and I was back then. But even then, I could tell this is really big.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will say this. Barry and Jack and the boys and I were at Bonnaroo this year, which is a large festival, and it's run very well. It's dusty, but it's run very well.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about the 40 years of Monterey and Woodstock, and I thought, you know, I understand the cultural significance and the excitement of this stuff. You're young. You're playing these big gigs. It's incredible. But if we got a gig like that today, we'd go, this is a mess. I'm never working here again.
Well, I got stuff to do today, people to see and things to say. No, I gotta get my way, 'cause I got stuff to do today. There's a business dancing in my brain. Some may say some are insane. The matter give me much less pain than business dancing in my brain. Well, don't even know I'm the CEO of all this business in my head. I'm a master pulling strings while I'm lying here in bed. There's a conference room above my neck. I could be wrong, but what the heck, is my turn here to stack the deck on the table here, but my neck will don't.
Now, is it a true story that you, in fact, were the person that came up with the name Jefferson Airplane?
Indirectly. The true story is that there was a guy, a really great blues player who's unfortunately passed away now also. His name was Richmond Talbot, who was fond of giving people a nom de blues. And his nom de blues for me was a Blind Thomas Jefferson Airplane. Why he picked that, I haven't the slightest idea. And so then the band started, and of course it was the 60s, and everybody was looking for a band name and coming up with these really silly names. And I think we're probably having a band meeting or something unpleasant like that. And I remember I just said, look, you want a silly name? How about this one?
Mm-hmm.
Jefferson Airplane. Oh, I really like that. Hey, who knew?
There's a table sitting in heaven. How I wanna go. There's a table sitting in heaven. How I wanna go. Brother, you better get ready. How I wanna go. Brother, you better get ready. How I wanna go.
Jorma Kalkinen and pal Barry Mitterhoff with a Reverend Gary Davis tune, There's a Table Sitting in Heaven. That's just one of many exclusive performances in the online archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.